Dan tonight, 7 o'clock at the American Airlines Center. The Dallas Stars have a must-win hockey game, in my estimation. Now we can get into the definition of must-win, and we can say, ah, fallacy. But I would suggest if you win tonight, your chances of winning the series get back into a reasonable range. If you lose tonight, go down 3-1. I would suggest, yes, the series will still happen on Saturday at 2 o'clock for Game 5 in Nashville, but the odds of advancing out of Round 1 will drop into the single digits at best if you lose today. So this is your last chance to save Round 1, in my opinion. Now, that alone does not necessarily summarize these last couple games that were wildly different, and I know you guys talked plenty about them, but I think Game 3 is the one that kind of sticks with everybody. I found it somewhat amusing that the morning news, maybe you guys don't find this amusing, maybe you guys were on this yesterday, but still their guy, despite shaky performance, Bishop will start crucial game. And not to attack headline writers here, but are we serious? You're talking about one bad performance from a goalie that's been awesome the entire season. Vezina, in the mix for the Vezina. He's been great every time he's been on the ice, and you're going to let Game 3 make you question who your best goalie is now?
I don't think...
That's insanity.
I don't think they really considered him not being still their guy, but I was going to ask you, do you think... Like, let's say things went south in the first period tonight.
Oh, are you?
I think they would be confident in pulling him.
I would be confident pulling.
Like now,
in the playoffs, I think if you get 20 or 30 minutes into a game and you're like, my goalie doesn't have it tonight, of course you pull him.
But like an easy goal in the first period, it's not going to be, let's see if he's can right himself. Like it's
go time.
Yeah, I think tonight is. I didn't think they'd yank him the other night, especially, you know what I mean? He did give up two easy goals. Two goals that Ben Bishop does not give up.
Yeah. No, the first one was bad, and the third one was
right.
Was bad.
And if another one happens similar to any of those two, I think they pull him right away.
I don't know about that, but we are seeing that the Stars are having a hard time getting goals, and therefore this whole thing is predicated on great goaltending and great defense. And you know, the thing about Game 3, because...
But I was going to say, no more than I would take Sagan off the top power play because he hasn't scored a goal. Would I yank Bishop right now, you know?
No, there's no question who you start tonight. You start Ben Bishop. But yeah, everything should be in play. Every situation probably should be thought about. Like, is this, is this something we should try here? Is this a line combination? I mean, it's go time. This is a desperate, desperate game. Now, what's interesting is, looking back to Game 3, I really don't know what I would want differently from this team other than for Ben Bishop to make a couple more saves and for you to score on that 5-on-3.
Pretty key things you
well,
just
okay,
mentioned there.
But what are we calling?
Yeah,
the,
I would love those.
We're going to call
change.
The touchdown play. I mean, they did everything on that 5-on-3 that you could possibly want them to do, but score.
Yeah.
So the process isn't wrong. The tactics weren't wrong. Really, anything you did wasn't wrong, except Pekka Rinne made some saves that you would just say, okay, well, we've got to beat them. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, we got to score harder. What? What are you even talking about? So this is the NHL. This is the NHL playoffs. It's why it's a wonderful, wonderful sport and a wonderful showcase this time of year. But they did nothing in Game 3 that made me think Nashville's a better hockey team any more so than when we started the series. When we started the series, I said the Stars have a 40-60 chance to win this series. They won Game 1, and I'm like, man, this is great. Well, Game 2 and Game 3... Nashville did what they had to do. You could argue Game 2 for them was a must-win, and then they had to get one in Dallas to get this series back to where they had home ice. They've already done that. Nashville is a really, really solid hockey team. By the way, did you see Winnipeg did the same thing? They lost the first two at home to the Blues. Then they go to St. Louis and win the next two. Now they're back to having home ice. It's a really, really close division, Both these series are fantastic. You would like a little more from the Stars offensively, but when you say, well, okay, specifically, what are you asking for there? I've been happy with Sagan. I've been pretty happy with Ben's game. I've been happy with Radulov. I've been happy with Zuccarello. So who am I not happy with? Hintz gave them everything he had in game one. He's tailed off a little bit in game two, but in game three, I thought he was really solid again. Who else are we looking for? Do you need Jason Spezza to rise up and have a big moment? I guess what I'm suggesting is, after being gone from broadcasting after games two and three, any idea that I would have some profound way to summarize this series other than these all kind of felt coin flippy, and I think you have to rely on your home ice, another revved up crowd. The crowd was awesome Monday night. I would love that again. But of course, as we saw on Monday night, that's not a guarantee of any success. And then you just have to cash in on your chances just a little bit more and get a little bit more from Ben Bishop. But I feel pretty good about them going back to Nashville 2-2. Do I feel good about them winning three of the next four games? It could happen.
We talked about yesterday how kind of feel better about, game three. Felt better than any of the games in the series.
They did. I agree.
Outside of the first 5 minutes, they controlled the entire game.
The Stars bossed the game. They absolutely did.
So, yeah, sometimes results don't totally equal, you can't necessarily say, oh, they weren't digging hard enough, or they didn't want it more. That's BS sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's coach speak, and I realize that everybody wants the Stars to snap their fingers and score more goals and allow fewer goals, but you are not playing bad hockey teams this time of year.
And Bishop wasn't great. The reason they got to the playoffs was because Bishop, not because he was good, he was great. And if they're going to advance...
I think he was excellent in Nashville for the most part.
Right, if they're going to advance, he has to be great.
Yeah, that's we're putting a lot. We're putting a lot on... goaltending, but that's how this thing's wired. How about Miro again?
He's been great.
How about Miro in game three? That moment where he stepped around the check.
He's incredible, dude.
And led a rush.
I can't even understand how good he is.
He's so good. I don't want to spend too much time comparing him to Luka Doncic, but I do think in their sports, you could argue that they are of similar quality. Now that may be some very high praise, but I think Miro is worthy of an awful lot of high praise. That's fantastic. Klingberg's been pretty solid. They got to get the power play going, but it was let's see. Okay, I told you this in the meeting. I knew the outcomes of games two and three before I watched them. That's the difference between me and you. You actually try to avoid the outcome. I actually like to know the outcome because then I can relax and just try to watch the game from a more of a dissection standpoint and just kind of...
I had my... when I recorded the first game for you, that was like a day game, right? Yeah, because it was Saturday afternoon.
It's a 5 o'clock start, yeah.
So
11 o'clock in London.
I was actually having family movie time, so I was handing my phone to my daughter. She would tell me, okay, they're between periods, and I would go up and stop it.
Oh, wow.
I can't watch, or I just don't like to. I want things to be like I like them. So I don't like to know the outcome and then sit and watch the game get there.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Like, you want the end of the movie first.
Well, no. I mean, if it's a story, I would listen to your story. Well, maybe it is, but
it's
like
the ultimate in reality TV. It's awesome.
I don't like to know that I can just hit one button and find out the outcome. Let's just get this out of the way here, and then we can actually go back and go through it nice and methodically. But anyway, when seeing that they lost game three, I was bummed, and then I watched the game, and I felt way better. It doesn't make sense, but I felt really... I felt like the Stars have a fighting chance in this series still. I am under the impression that they can go get game four tonight. If they can't, if they lose this game four, 4-1 or something like that, then we start to freak out a little bit because winning three straight with two of them in Nashville seems rather unlikely. You got to get this one. Then you count on getting game six here. And then you take your chances in a game seven or a game five in Nashville, and you try to get one of those two, and maybe, just maybe, you can live to fight another series. But huge, huge night tonight. Last night, real briefly, the Tampa Bay Lightning were swept. And the only thing I wanted to mention there is, have you seen now that the record in every sport for most wins has not resulted in a title?
Like regular season wins?
Yeah, the Lightning had 62 regular season wins. They did not win a single playoff game.
That's an incredibly high amount of wins.
They tied the...
Well, I guess if it's the record.
They tied the Red Wings of 96 with 62 wins, who lost in the conference finals. The NBA record is the Warriors with 73. They lost in the finals. The NFL is the Patriots, 16-0. They lost in the Super Bowl. And the MLB record is 116, Mariners and Cubs, and they both did not win the World Series either.
So the lesson?
Don't break the record for regular season wins on the ticket. All right.
And four. It already won for Dancing with Wolves.